prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 30 March 2020. Almost through another month, and we've got another whole month of lockdown coming up because of coronavirus, but we'll talk about that maybe later time. I just want to say good evening, everybody. It's good to have you. I do mean that. Before we get to our guest tonight, I want to bring up Melody Seastrom in a few minutes. Melody Seastrom, as you all know, Discount Gold and Silver, does pay for the airtime on 6115, and we're live three nights a week, so it means a lot to us. Hope it does to you all, too, but we got a lot of things to share with you, folks. Coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, is destroying the economy. We're going to discuss it a little bit. I mean, I'm serious. It is. This, we're not going to bounce back from this after we go back to work in about a week, two, or a month, or three. This is going to happen. It isn't going to happen. Believe me. We'll discuss it in a little bit. In the meantime, don't forget that we are still having stock here the Backyard Medicine book. As a matter of fact, I had to order some more. One gentleman cleaned this out. I ordered some more. Just should be here in a couple of days. I hope you'll take advantage of that. I really do. Backyard Medicine book is a wonderful resource to have all the time. But folks, this may sound like I'm making a lot of things up here, but if you get hungry enough, it's good to know what's around your home that you can't eat, that's in your own backyard or out in your back 40 or whatever, that you can make medicine of and you can survive on. Our God did not leave us without something to survive on if necessary. You'd be surprised. Really, you would. I mean, you make good tea out of pine nettles. It's good. Got a lot of vitamin C in it. These things are all in this book. Full color pictures. Everything on how to use it. I got a good deal on this bunch. While they last, they're $18.95. They were $24.95. I got a good deal about a bunch of them. $18.95 backyard medicine while they last. Once this batch is going, I don't know what the next price is going to be. You never know. And we are out of Berkey's. Royals are all gone. We're out of all Berkey's and all water filters. I mean, we even out of black filters go inside them. We're totally out of them right now. Hopefully we'll be back in stock in about 3 to 4 weeks. But remember I told you they were going quick and now the Royals are all gone. But we'll give them to you. Some of y'all already ordered it and I appreciate that. We'll give them to you as soon as we can. I promise you. Just as soon as we give them out to you. It'll be at least 3 weeks, maybe four. And we're going to have church this weekend. 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. Yes, we're going to get together and have Bible study. Hope you'll join us. I will tell you more how you can do that later this week. Of course, you can always watch live if you want by going to PastorButch.com at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. You'll see on live stream. Click on there and there will be. If you can look at my face and handle me talking like a hillbilly, because that's what I are, you'll be okay maybe. We got a lot of things to talk about this coming weekend. We're going to finish up a list we started a couple weeks ago and get, of course, current events as always. So don't forget that. Join us if you can. And if you have any questions about anything, orders, anything you want to talk about, or whatever you want to talk about, call us our toll-free number, 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. We still have REM sleep in stock. We now have all the Strauss heart drop products, the kidney support and all that here. We still have vitamin A, toothpaste and mouthwash, all that folks here available for you if you want it. And it does help us keep the lights on. It really does. It helps us pay the bills. And tomorrow night, speaking of health issues, Dr. Rodriguez from BioCare Hospital will be joining us. Tomorrow night is going to be a wonderful broadcast. If you have any health questions about yourself, and I got something I'm going to ask myself about me even, or a family member or friend, tomorrow night you call and talk to us and talk to Dr. Rodriguez, okay? Now, without any further ado, we're going to bring our guest up. This lady I'm now knowing, and longer than she probably wants to admit, at least 20 years.
Well, I'm only 39. So.
I know. So you start when you're 19. I realize, when you're 9 years old, I realize that. I do. But this lady, folks, I've dealt with in a lot of different times on for coins and different things, and she's been totally above board, easy to work with, and I can't say anything about that, and totally, completely honest and frank with you. She'll tell you the truth and what you need to know. And of course, Melody's here from Discount Gold and Silver. Her number is 800-375-4188 to talk to her. And I understand she's getting hit pretty hard last few weeks. A lot of people getting a little bit concerned. And Melody, welcome to the program. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you. I'm always happy to be here.
Well, you know, I know that you are being covered up, and I know you got to be wore out. Sitting at a desk and talking to people all day long can be tiresome. I mean, it's maybe not physically tiresome, but it wears your mind out, and that's when you're tired, you're tired. But you're getting really swamped the last few weeks. I'm glad to hear that as far as people are getting concerned now enough to do something. I don't know why they wait till panic hits, but they at least are doing something. How did the markets do today, Melody? How did gold and silver do today?
Well, they were, you know, they're still at this level. They're not really moving much at all. I think they're just going to take off tomorrow. I think the stock market's going to crash tomorrow, and you just can't put the country on lockdown for 30 days and not have any type of, I don't know if the country's on quote lockdown, but 30 days has been extended across the nation and not have some sort of an impact. The Dow was up 700 points today, and that's not going to last. And so gold was down about $5. We're holding about 1624. Silver can't grow any legs. It was down almost 3% today, along with platinum was down about 2.25%. So, but you know, we focus so much on the prices of gold and silver, and yes, it's important. But you really got to look at the big picture, and that's what people are not doing. They're just so focused on you know, silver isn't doing anything, and where's it going? And there's so many, the dealers are paying wholesalers obscene premiums on product. Product is difficult to get.
But and why is that, Melody? Why is that? What's happening? Why is it drying up? What's going on?
I think a lot was timing. I think that you had silver drop from, what, 17 down to almost, it almost broke through 12. So you're looking at a $5 drop. That happened right when demand picked up, you know, when the stock markets were crashing. I think that was kind of like the first domino, because then you had dealers who had product that basically any inventory they were losing. And at the same time, you had demand pick up, and then you had the mint shut down because they ran out of inventory. But the prices haven't gone up yet. And then the next thing you know, you have the Canadian Royal Mint closing down. So again, both their gold and silver, they're closed for 2 weeks. Their 2 weeks was up this week. I don't know if they're going to reopen or if they're restocking their shelves. So it's major impacts on the market with the increase of, you know, it was kind of like not preparing properly because this came out of the blue. And if you took the coronavirus out of the picture, and we just focused on the financial problems, we'd probably be going along fine with nothing else. But you had this coronavirus that hit, the market crashing, and, you know, at the same time, the prices of gold and silver were crashing, demand picked up, and you just had difficult. Now the product can't catch up with the demand.
Well, this is my thought and my suspicion. I think the market was going to crash anyway before this virus. I think it was already starting to show that. I don't know that, but that's my opinion on that. But did the mint ever get restocked with the silver dollars?
The silver eagles? No, there's still no silver eagles. I agree with you. I think the market was already weakening. I mean, we've been talking about a pullback, you know, in the stock market forever. But, I mean, this is a little bit different because that market crashed. It needed a stimulus. It needed that outside black swan to push it over the edge. And that's what this did. So, yes, the markets were unwinding, but they were holding it together, and they needed that catalyst to push it over the cliff. And that's what the virus did. And there's no coming back, ladies and gentlemen. If you think there is, there truly isn't. I mean, we have unsound finance. I mean, the experimental central banking, it was dysfunctional markets. This was all the way back to Greenspan and before. You have all of these, you know, with the promises of assurance of liquidity and stimulus to keep the system going. Bernanke, you name every chairman of the Federal Reserve. We're there. How many programs have they started so far? You know, the acronyms. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 programs already that they started pumping money into various places. It's not coming back. Because what's wrong with, even if this goes away temporarily during the summer, it's going to come back. We have China. Where does China get all their business from? Who buys from China? Who's the biggest economy in the world? The United States. And what are we doing? What are we buying? Toilet paper and paper towels. And they were having a hard time before this. So how is China going to come out? You look at Europe. They were failing. Italy was having a hard time. So the system broke. It's broken.
Yeah, it is.
And I don't see any way that they can, I mean, there's absolutely no way we can have a rebound. There was a Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal, I don't know if I can pull it up on my phone. No, they just disappear on you. And the headline on this was, after 3 coronavirus stimulus packages, Congress is already prepping phase 4. And this article talks about our local governments, our state government. They're collapsing. That's where this next stimulus is going, to the states, because they don't have any money. They don't have any tax revenue coming in. And look at this new spending that they have to do with the hospitals and everything else. The states are going to collapse.
I got to say this. The feds don't have any money coming in either. Where are they getting all this stimulus? Yeah. I mean, they're already, what, $30 trillion in debt that we know of.
That we know of.
Where's the money coming from? There's not money coming anywhere, people. It's not real money. It's credit, debit, credit. And it's killing what's left of the economy. Hyperinflation is next. I can just about guarantee you that. We are blowing this thing totally out of the picture. We really are. And excuse me. I sent you a video. I can't remember the lady's name, from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. You may have saw that. It's only about a minute long. And this lady was saying, and I got the, you can watch on the folks go to pastorbush.com, you'll see it on there, look on the headlines with the FDIC. Lady's saying, don't take your money out of the bank.
No.
I'm serious, she's saying that. It's safe with us. Now, when the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation starts getting nervous enough to think the people want to draw the money out of the bank, well, don't do that, it's safe here. Don't put in mattresses, don't put it in the house. My question is, why not? It's not drawing anything in the bank. Why can't I have my cash in my hand? Because, folks, if the banks go under, they can take your money, literally take your money, and you just be their assets, get their butts out of the dump. Now, I'm telling you the truth. That's really true. That's why they're saying don't take your money out of the bank. And the banks have been drawing money from the feds now ever since September by the trillions of dollars trying to keep their lights on. Million, am I telling the truth?
Do you you are. And do you believe that the banks now... You can't go in. You can only go through the drive-through.
That's right.
So in essence, they've already closed 50%. You have to go, yes, you can make an appointment. So they're already conditioning you.
Well, we made an appointment. Marsh had to sign some papers. Now, this is a true story. They come to the front door of the bank. She signed at the front door, and they didn't want her ink pen back. I'm serious. This is, folks, the bank is almost on a holiday. If you got money in the bank, you leave it in there, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. That's all I can tell you. Go ahead, Melody.
And it's no different than the stock market. Your pensions, your retirement accounts. What do you think is going to happen with them? They're ripe for the taking. Of course, it's all debt. It's all debt. So what do you think is going to happen then? The one thing that we do know, the one thing that I really believe President Trump did say, that I believe him, there's not much, and I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, there's not much he says that I do believe. This is the one thing I do. He's going to reset the debt. Everybody talks about resetting the dollar. No, he's going to reset, he's going to revalue, he's going to default, whatever term you want to use, the debt. Now, what do you think that's going to happen to assets? What do you think that's going to happen to your retirement accounts, your pension accounts, your 401s, your IRAs?
Explain to us what that means to reset the debt.
Default. He's going to default on the debt. He's going to revalue the treasuries and bonds to where you're only going to get, what, I don't know, 30%? Government We have debt too great to be paid.
We do. We can pay if we wanted to. And what's it going to mean for the dollar?
Choo, crash.
Really?
What do you think it means? What do people think it means? Do you think it means that you're going to be able to go on living in the same manner that you are? They already lowered our standard of living, and this is what we talked about for years and years and years and years and years. They were lowering our standard of living. They exported our inflation to China. We bought their trinkets. We bought their game, hook, line, and sinker.
And they shipped their industries overseas.
That's how they lowered our standard of living.
Absolutely.
They raised the rest of the world's standard of living, and now they're crashing it all. And everybody thinks that the elite has lost control. Really? I'm sorry. They're in full control.
No. There's no big arrest coming up in the near future of the bad guys, folks. Don't buy that. That is absolutely a farce. It just ain't going to happen. I wish it would. If it would, I'd be so tickled to say, well, I was wrong. Praise God, I was wrong. Hillary's in jail. The leader being arrested around the world. I would love to say that, Mel. They really would. But it ain't going to happen, people. The elite are the ones that are doing this for their own good. It is to make the people, they don't care how much you suffer. Do you really think they care about you? Really, do you think they do? Do you think that the government's giving you this money because, man, we're so concerned for the people? Do you think they're locking down because they're afraid you may get a type of flu and die? You really believe that? I mean, come on. Let's get over this Pollyanna thing about the government loves us and they're going to take care of us. No. The only reason they take care of us at all is because they milk us. They milk us. We're breeding stock to them, so to speak. I mean, your birth certificate, your original birth certificate, doesn't go to the courthouse. It goes to the Department of Commerce. That's a fact. Check it out for yourself. Your breeding stock. You're owned. Just like the Bible prophesied in Nehemiah chapter 9, people, read it for yourself. You are owned because you sold your body and your mind and soul, so to speak. Not mean, I don't mean you're going to hell, because, but you sold it. for a handout. And you warn against it all through the scriptures, not to trust in man, not to take of the king's table, and that's in Proverbs, I think, 24. I'd have to look and see for sure. Not partake of the king's dainties. Said if you're a man given appetite, cut your throat before you sit down to the king's table. That's in your Bible. And we feasted off the king's table for so long, we think it's due us. And they destroy it because of that. Melody, I didn't mean to start getting on there, but you know me a long time, Melody. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house. But I do understand something about the Bible. And I can look at what's happened to the people. I mean, the people are really truly our sheeple. I mean, the government says panic, and all panic. I read a good article, I think I sent it to you, called Panademic. Panicdemic. But they say boo and everybody scatters. And they had nothing. People can't even come up with, if they had to come up with $1,000 to pay a medical bill, an emergency bill, they can't do it. About 40% of them can't do that. And I know the money's tight, but money's tight because the government's taking it. And inflation, folks, fiat currency robs you through inflation. Let me go ahead.
These businesses and multi-corporations, they've been living off of debt for years. And then they take their profits and stick it in their pockets. And then everybody wonders why it doesn't trickle down. It can't trickle down because they're taking the profits and running the companies on debt. And then when there is a slowdown, they can't pay their debt and they go to the government to get it bailed out. It's that simple. It'll never trickle down. It can't. Not when you have a corporation that borrows to pay their bills. So when you hear there's billions and billions of dollars going to these multinational corporations, let them fail. It might help the mom and pop shop on the street. Help them.
Well, this started
they get a few bucks.
This started come back in the 80s with Chrysler was bailed out. You know that.
It was all a test to see what the American people would accept. Everything they do is a test.
Including this,
it's a
folks.
It's a marketing ploy. I used to work in a marketing research department. I was the manager. We used to call people and bring them in. We'd pay them, $100 or so. And that's when $100 meant something. Paying them $100 then was like paying them $1,000 today. And they'd come in, we'd do their little marketing on various products to see how people would react. We'd have the juries. I mean, we do those types of, juries to see how the juries would respond to various information and see which way they would go. It's all planned. We're just little, everything is manipulated. They manipulate you. They have psychiatrists. They have psychologists. They have marketing people. They know how you're going to act. They control the masses. They've learned that.
We all just talking to. Go ahead.
And everybody does obediently. Now, I do believe this panic. Yes, I don't like to call it a panic, but I do think people need to take care. You need to be safe. You have to think about other people. I said today on the program, it irritates me when I hear someone say, "Well, I'm healthy. I'm not going to get it, and I'll get it." No, you're wrong. If you're healthy, that's wonderful. And then look at the young people, unhealthy people. I heard one of my customers was talking to me today about how unhealthy the people are, how overweight, how the obesity rates have risen and so forth. Well, who do you blame for that? Yes, we got to make our own decisions and so forth. But look at the American Indian. They had the high 40 years ago. They had, because I lived in Arizona. It was the Pima Indians had one of the highest rates of diabetes. Why? Because the food that they got from the government contained so much fat.
And sugar. Yes.
And now the government has allowed all these multinational corporations to provide us with all this wonderful frozen food. Or not frozen food, but whatever you want to call it.
Processed
food. Thank you.
GMO foods.
Yeah, and you can't blame the people. People have a hard enough time getting along.
Well, you know.
And then they come in to wipe you out, and that's all it is. They're wiping you out.
Yep, that's very true. I was talking to a dear friend of mine. You know Phil Hudock, I'm sure you do. Produce all the programs and all that. But anyway, our church programs. I was talking to him. I said, Phil, just stop and think. Since the coronavirus took over the news, there hasn't been one war started, not one terrorist attack anywhere in the world, no mass shootings. It brought peace to the world. I guess the terrorists are afraid to leave their house.
Yeah, but there's still wars going on. It's just not being reported.
That's the whole point I'm saying. The news behind the news has not been brought out, and I'm very suspicious. There are things happening that they don't want us to see, and this is all covering it up. I don't know that, but Melanie, I can't trust them for good morning.
No, I think this is real. I think people are dying, but we have to question why and to and yes, you don't let a crisis, and you know,
that's
this
right.
is a crisis. So they're going to use it.
According to ABC News, I listened to it this morning. I did some calculating. Every now and then I do think, and it hurts, but I do think. They said that the world could lose 200,000 people. That's what they see on the outside. 200,000 dying worldwide with coronavirus. And that's terrible. I mean, I'm not belittling that. That's terrible. I don't care if two is terrible. But 200,000 into almost 8 billion is one in 37,000. The odds are not very great at catching it, and even greater dying. So anyway,
I agree with you on those numbers.
Yeah, it's real. I know it is. But to call this panic, to shut down businesses.
But if you believe the numbers, I don't believe China's numbers. I don't believe them at all.
Well, I can't believe a whole lot of the Fauci. Y'all know who Fauci, I guess in the panel you're saying Fauci, the doctor that forecast all this. Mm-hmm. In the New England Medical Journal, I write him a hand right now, he said that the death rate of COVID-19, death rate actually is 0.1%. This is my hand right now. While the flu, according to him, is 0.2 to 0.3. It's common flu. But the coronavirus is 0.1%, yet he's the one that's screaming his head off, that this is all going to be a disaster. And it is a disaster, but it's a disaster because the governments have taken over everything. Christ, the economy, worldwide, not just here. Italy's finished.
Right.
I mean, Italy's done. They've used this as an excuse to bring down the economies, and people, they're doing a good job of it. You better be ready because it's going to hit you in the butt one day. Soon. Go ahead, Melody.
I agree with you 100%. I'm only saying to the people, don't be reckless and don't be foolish.
Of course not.
You know,
common sense.
You don't want to hurt other people.
Common sense is always a good thing.
And I've heard that.
Yes.
I've heard that.
Common sense. So. I mean, when I go out, if I go into a restroom or go to a restaurant, anything else, I wash my hands before I eat. I mean, that's just common hygiene. And I think that is what if everybody did that, we wouldn't have that problem. We wouldn't be so panicky. But this foolishness of being 6 foot apart, I can't even reach a teller from 6 foot away with the money to pay for something. So anyway, but that's beside the point. It is a real disease, no doubt about it. But they're using it to destroy the economy of the world. And folks, I live in America. That's where I live. I was born and raised in Monterville, West Virginia. A little coal mining camp. I literally born there, a little three-room, four-room shack. It's still there. And I live here, I'm 71 years, and I'm watching this thing pull this nation apart. It's killing the economy. I don't want to say, Melody, and with this bailout again, it's going to be a huge hyperinflation action. Folks, back at the break, if you have any questions, I wish you'd call and talk to us. We take phone calls, 844-769-2944. Don't go away.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Humana Strobel Foods, the only Strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Humana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield.
Hi, folks. We are back. We're talking to Melody Cederstrom, Discount Gold and Silver. I would urge you with everything in me to give her a call. I know most of y'all are like me. You're not wealthy. Get what you can. Prepare for the future while you still can get it. It is actually running. They're running out of resources. 800-375-4188. And a quick prayer request for a very dear friend of mine I haven't seen for several years, John Lewis. John Bay Lewis, living in the south end of Indiana. He's a hard-hitting preacher, preaches the Bible like it is, and he says, I go into a church, and I wheel it down to the size where I can handle it with about five families left, because everybody else leaves me when I preach the Bible, and I understand how he feels about that. But he's got cancer. He's from asbestos, and he's doing well. He's using all natural. He will not do any of the surgery or the chemotherapy. He won't do it. He's using all natural supplements, even dog-worming medicine, which I've read does cure some cancers. And he's been dead several months ago. He's still here. I talked to him on the phone, I believe it was Friday. He was sounding quite well. So keep John Lewis and Betty and the rest of the family in prayers, if you don't mind. I'd appreciate it very much. I really would. Now, back to our guest, Melody Cederstrom. And again, folks, Melody Cederstrom is... I've dealt with other corn dealers, and I have no complaints with most of them. But she's been the easiest one to deal with that I've ever dealt with. And the most hospitable. That's the truth. So you need to call at 800-375-4188. Tell her I sent you over, and she still might like me next week. You never know. She may still go and support us a while. Melody, I want to read something. We'll take a phone call, man. I want to read this to you. I thought this is from Frederick Bastiat. You know who that is, right?
Yes.
And he was a French economist, by the way. He said this. Now, folks, listen to this. Frederick Bastiat wrote a book entitled The Law. Fantastic little book. He's a French economist. He said, when plunder becomes a way of life for a group of men in a society, over the course of time, they create for themselves a legal system that authorizes it and moral code that glorifies it. Is that powerful, Melody? They can steal from you, and they can make it legal, and then if you don't give your fair share, you're not a patriot. Isn't that... Yeah. Boy, we fell right into that one, didn't we? But anyway, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was waiting for the call, but yeah, that is... That is just so profound. I mean, it's just, you ought to
it's
send
today.
That one to me.
It's today.
Yeah,
it's
is.
Today. We'll go and take a phone call if you want to then. We'll talk to our friend Addison in Ohio. Addison's a good guy. You know Addison, I'm sure. Addison, come on in. Talk to us.
Well, hello to my favorite radio star, Pastor Butch, and my second favorite radio, well,
yeah, watch
Pastor
it there,
Butch will be my second. I love you guys. Hey, I did want to make a couple statements here. Since 9/11, 20, the banks have been asking the Fed for money, and we call this repo market. So every night to keep the banks solvent, they've been pumping out money in the billions. Right now, they got up to about $850 billion before the stock market started going through the basement floor.
The government, actually, I think is up in the trees, wasn't it, Melody?
We don't know how much they're actually carrying on the books, but yeah, I mean, every night they go in there, and the last time that I knew they did it, they were up to, what, $125 billion?
Yeah, one night, yes.
So, but that's, you know, when we look at everything else that the Fed is doing, I mean, their balance sheet has jumped to over $5 trillion in a month.
They're saying the government told us that they're going to pump in $2 billion, which turned out to be about $6 billion, into these banks to keep them solvent.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay,
yes.
There's been 140-plus change. COEs of major banks, Wells Fargo, major corporations, Bill Gates, the leader of Harley-Davidson, the list goes on and on and on, have left their jobs, quit, when the stock market was clear up almost 30,000 points. A couple of California congressmen got out about 30 days before the stock market collapsed, and Trump just said they were really honest people. Right now, the U.S. banks are at, the U.S. bonds are at negative rates, folks. That's the foundation of our economic system, our bonds. We were told by Easter we could all be in church, and they knew that was not true. And now it's the end of April. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, now it's the end of, what'd you say? Yeah, now it will be the end of April. I'm telling you, bottom of my heart, it's going to be 12 months minimum. I don't like to even say that, but it's true.
Well, tell us, Mel, Addison, has this affected you any personally, but with your work?
Yes, it has. Right now, I'm burning up my vacation because of I'm done. I'm out of work now. The factories that I haul product to have closed up. And it's affected many, many of my friends and family. I know there is a coronavirus problem. I don't know whether they should have went to the extremes that they did. But, you know, what I'm going to tell you is if you guys have any extra cash. And I know in these times right now, this is scary to think about because I might need that extra cash for something. But we're going to get into helicopter money real quick and hyperinflation.
That's true.
And if you have any extra money and you have food put away, first, you need food. Call Melody up. I've been working with Melody for about a year and a half now, every month trying to cough up a little bit of change, and she's taking care of me. And right now it's very hard for her because the supplies, it's just like the grocery stores and the toilet paper. The stock market's fallen, so everybody's jerking their money out, guys. and they've been putting it into precious metals, and precious metals are hard to come by. So she's having to pay extremely high premiums just to get anything. But if you can get a little bit of money into precious metals, then you're not going to lose it. You're not going to lose it, because if you have cash in your hand, for a short time, I do think cash is going to be king, maybe a month, maybe a little longer. But after that, it's going to be worthless. When this all ends, we're going to end up in some type of new monetary, whether it is some type of cashless society that is all on computer. I don't know.
But you do know, Book, you know this, that in the House bill, that bill, if you want to call it that, they did have a section to go to the digital dollar. It didn't make it through this time, but they did try to go to a digital dollar, which, I mean, it'd be worth less than a piece of paper. It's digital. They did try that, folks. Cashless society is on the way. Cash is hard to control. We can do private business with cash. If you have a digital dollar, you have to have ID to do it. Nothing you do will be private. Understand that. You know, don't buy your neighbor's 12-gauge shotgun privately, because you won't have any cash to do it with. Gold and silver, though, will work.
Butch,
gold and silver still work.
Pastor Butch, they tried to get that in, couldn't get it in, but they got a whole big bunch
right.
of it. You wait within a month or two, they're going to shove that in someplace in a hole. And it'll probably be on
Well, what I found interesting about the whole thing, and this isn't takes it away a little bit from gold and silver, but what I found interesting that they passed through was an area that the the reserves. The reserves. President Trump does not have to. There was a lot of their terms were up, and normally when a term is up, you have to go through Congress and so forth, get them reappointed, and all that kind of stuff. He doesn't have to do that. He can keep them in office without reappointing them, and I find that just odd. And so I'm thinking he's got these generals and these, admirals and so forth that he appointed, that they back him, and he needs them, because I'm thinking of, they will be coming in the streets. They will be, they're going to
They've
be used.
Started.
They're going,
yes,
but
they
I mean, more, all, yeah, but not to the degree of, to where these generals and so
not,
forth need, needed.
An interesting statement our governor made the other day. He made a statement about a week or so ago about the asking everybody to stay home and different things. He said, now, there's something that this is not. This is not martial law. That's what he said. This is not martial law. He's preparing our minds for the next step.
Yeah.
That's
well,
all
let me tell you
that's
what the
next what they're doing.
Let me tell you what the next step is. The D.C. mayor threatened jail time for leaving home and a $5,000 fine.
Well, a pastor in Florida
90
got arrested
days.
Today.
90 days in jail.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Anything else, Addison? I got a jump or anything else?
No, but both of you are right. As summer comes around and people's been cooped up, the majority of people are going to get fed up with it and just start coming out of their houses.
Yeah.
And... They're going to put the hammer down.
I see it happen already.
They are going to put the hammer down.
I see it happen already.
And by the way, folks, I'm telling you, money's starting to get tight now. We've been at this for about a week and a half, 2 weeks. Crime is going to increase. They've released multiple jails all across the nation have released their light offending
criminals.
Yes, non-violent.
Yeah, so they can so they can throw people in who go outside.
I'll get in big trouble then. Daggone it. Hey, we love you. Thank you, Melody, for helping us and keeping us honest, and try to keep Pastor Butch honest, will you? He gets off the rail once in a while.
We'll try. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you, Addison. Appreciate it. Good call. Love you too. Folks, the line's open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. You know, this, folks, this is not something that, yeah, it did take us by surprise. But it's prophesied, this happens, not just to the American, but to the world. The economy will go under before they bring in a cashless society worldwide somehow, I don't know how. Before the beast system can totally take over, this is going to a cashless society. Understand that. We're going to do that. It's going to happen. It started a long time ago with credit cards and even beyond that. Before then. So it is going to happen. 844-769-2944. And they've already enslaved us, as the Bible said they would. They made merchandise of our bodies and souls. That's in your Bible, folks. Read it for yourself. Then read Revelation 13 about the beast in the system is going to take over completely. Understand that this is all being fulfilled. I don't know the timetable. I'm not a prophet. But I can read the Bible and I can see what's happening. I see what's happened in the past. So I can go from the history and look at current events and tell you where we are. We're on the verge of something really big, Melody, worldwide. But I live in America. I got to speak about America. We have just seen a nation-changing occurrence, haven't we?
We have. It will never be the same.
No.
From what we enjoyed, even though we disagreed with it, we saw this all coming down to pass. It's shocking. It's frightening. It's happening. And, you know, you have to be smart. And
don't panic. Don't panic. Think.
You don't panic. And this is totally different than 2008. And I hear it in people's voices. People are angrier. People are nastier.
Yes.
They're less patient. And this is all a symptom of being told for how many years that everything, that we were living in the greatest economy that ever existed, but people really knew we weren't. And now they're beginning to hurt the pain, feel the pain really quick. So they're angry, but I don't think they even realize it yet. Why they're even, you know, it is a very stressful situation. So get rid of the stress. And I'll tell you what, Butch, I was told there was a gold dealer that was shut down in Nevada because they had a walk-in client business. They had a retail business, a storefront. I was told that in Nevada they would leave pawn shops open because businesses, you know, people need money. They quit, so they sell various items that they own in order to get money. So they're leaving the pawn shops open. This is Nevada. But government has a say in who works and who doesn't work. I'm considered essential. Because even though we're considered retail, we don't have a storefront. Most everything is drop shipped. And plus under the Patriot Act, we're considered and have to follow the banking laws, the banking rules of the Patriot Act. So we are considered essential. But around this country, you're going to have these, all your local dealers and so forth, they're going to be shut down. So if you think you can go to your little local store to pick up stuff, that might not be the case. You might be okay now, but they're already being affected.
That's true. That's true.
So.
Go ahead, Melanie. Go ahead.
So you do have to.
You go
can't
ahead, then
wait.
I'll say it.
What?
You go ahead. I'll finish mine. You go ahead.
Shh. You can't. You can't. If you're going to do it, you can't wait. I'm not a fearmonger. This is just reality.
Amen.
And it's common sense. And that's what you have to. Hey, I don't watch the news anymore because it is frightening. And then I think, then I run the numbers through my head, and it's like, well, if I'm smart and don't go running through the streets of New York, I'll be okay. And, I mean, you have to bring yourself down when you find yourself in getting stressed out. And then you have to look up. You know? That's amazing how much stress that can be removed.
Absolutely. And, you know, even our governor had a prayer in the state. And I noticed that the Conference Center had prayer. Now, they don't mention Jesus' name. That's against the law nowadays. But they do pray to God. And they did quote scripture, actually. Maybe there's some good things behind this as far as bring people back to where they ought to be. I hope so. But I'll tell you this before taking another phone call. People, please don't panic.
No.
Prepare yourself. If you haven't already done so, get into preparation mode. But don't panic. Mainly because of folks like you, I've been prepared for a long time. I have. I'm not bragging. I just knew to listen to wise counsel. It isn't me. I'm prepared.
One thing, too, people tell me, well, I got to... You know, so you're being cautious and making sure that you don't get sick and you don't pass it on to your elderly and so forth and whatnot. I get all that. But somebody said to me, well, I need to go to the store for this. I said, do you need it? Well, no, not really. Well, then don't go.
Yeah. We have. You're right.
You know, we've come to, like, you know, whatever we want, we get. We've become spoiled.
We
haven't learned to do without.
That's right. And if you don't need it, people don't spend money on now.
Yes.
Keep the money. Buy something worthwhile, food or some precious metals, whatever. But for goodness sake, don't go out and buy things now that you really can't afford. Let's take a phone call from Ohio. Is it Jerry or Gary?
Jerry.
Jerry, come on in, Jerry. Welcome. You called before, haven't you?
No, this is my first time calling you.
Well,
but
welcome to the family, man. But, kick off your shoes and stay a while. What's on your mind?
You know Brother Bruce and Brother Don, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes.
From Ohio?
Yes.
Well, I'm Jerry, and my wife's Rosemary. We also do a radio program, and we tell people to listen to you also.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you. Thank you.
And we gave you a shout-out Saturday night. Anyway, we tell people to tune in and listen to you. But like I said, we also have a radio program, but I'm not going to tell.
Go ahead and take a minute and tell them how to listen to you. How can they listen to you?
Okay, it's Prophecy News Fellowship. We're on shortwave 1-3215, but we're going to be going to 50-50 pretty soon.
Okay. What time is it?
Within a week or 2 weeks. We're on from 7:30 to 9 p.m. on Saturday nights. We're on every Saturday night from 7:30 to 9 on shortwave 1-3215, and we're going to be going to 50-50. But we preach the King James Bible, brother,
just like you do.
And we tell people that, hey, listen to Pastor Butch. You preach the same thing we do, brother. You are truly a watchman. You're a witness. And I tell you what, we need more people like you. You are a warrior, brother.
Well, you are too. So it is a team effort. It's a team effort. You know that.
I wanted to just tell you real quickly, and then I'll let you go so you can get some more callers in. But, you know, the enemy's greatest weapon against us is fear.
Yes.
Yep.
And what did Jesus tell us? Jesus told us, he said, I have overcome the world. Be of good cheer. Fear, if you let fear in, fear is like this invisible disease. Once you let that into you, it starts growing. And growing. Next thing you know, you're doubting your own faith. You're doubting the Word of God because you allowed this invisible demonic fear into you, and it festers and grows. I know many, many Christians out there, and just in the last 3 weeks, they have fallen, man. They're doubting things. They're looking for this great golden-haired leader to come up with the cure, to come up with the plan. We know what the plan is. It's the mark of the beast.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
I totally agree.
And Jesus tells us in Matthew 24, he tells us exactly what to expect and says that many shall betray one another. You know, up here in Ohio, we got people calling 911, reporting people for being open, and it's vital places that need to be open. But these people, They are so brainwashed by this new world order, they want everything shut down. I had a girl walk up to me and she told me, you shouldn't be going to the park. I'm like, I'm in a park. I'm outside. I'm not breathing on you. I mean, people are really, they're going to line up for this chip. They're going to line up for this mark. Believe me, I tell people 98% of the population is going to go for this because they have, my wife calls this, the smartphone, she calls them the beast. That's what my wife calls them. They walk around staring at their beast all day long, ordering their food over the beast, paying their bills over the beast, watching movies on the beast. Everything is going into this cashless society, and people, they have no idea what the Word of God is, and most of them don't care. They don't want to know about God.
A lot of them go to churches, brother. They don't even preach the Word of God. You know that. I got to jump. Call in sometime again.
I sure will. Pastor Butch, you keep up the good work, brother. We love you, and God bless you.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the call. Wow, good call. Thank you. Down about the last 3 minutes, folks. If you want to call, you got time, but hurry. 844-769-2944. You know, Melody, it's folks like that that encourage me to stay on the radio. I mean, really, they do. You've known me a long time. I'm just Butch Paul. You know that. I'm just a hillbilly, but I try to do what's right, just like you do. And I make a lot of mistakes, just like you do, I'm sure. But by golly, we're trying to hang in
there. What?
To tell,
what?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
You made two last year. I know you did.
What? Well,
anyway,
I'll admit a few.
So we're down the last couple minutes, Melody. And again, folks, call her at 800-375-4188. Ask her what you can do with what you have. Don't worry about trying to get together tens of thousands of dollars. If you're like me, you ain't going to do that. Call and tell her what you have and see what you suggest.
But if you have it, you better get it protected.
I agree. I totally agree. What do you want to say, Melody? We've got about 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Well, I mean, I really don't have much more to say. I mean, I think the callers both said it all. We can't lose sight of what really is important. We do have to be sensible. Again, common sense. And, you know, don't be fearful. If you're prepared, you don't have to be feared. You don't have to be fearful. You know, be prepared, not scared. And they count on that. There's two things that move markets, fear and greed. And they use that to their benefit for everything. So again, if you're settled, you know, again, don't be inconsiderate. Don't be, you know, foolish and all this kind of stuff. You know, be respectful and you know, we still live our lives. I mean, you know, it's interesting times. Buckle up.
You know, fear causes people to make a lot of mistakes. And
it
I
does.
Heard a preacher, I heard a guy something say the other day, really touched me when he said this on his radio show. He said, worry is a mild form of atheism. Wow. That's deep. We're to be careful. We're not worried about anything, but give all to our Father in heaven. But he expects us, like the ant. He told us the ant prepares yourself for winter. That's what we're supposed to do, folks. Please, I know this, Melody. I talk to people every day. They're just making it from day to day. We're flat out of time. Give Melody a call at 800-375-4188. I'll see you on Melody's program tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock Eastern and tomorrow night with Dr. Rodriguez on our broadcast. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk. CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.